This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. One up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet.
Welcome to another. Hey, I think sometimes the American Family Farmer Show ought to be called Adventures in American Farming, although that doesn't go far enough, because the essence of this program, we are aiming to talk to advocates for farms, for small farms, medium-sized farms, the family farms, people who are committed to continuing businesses, as family-owned farm businesses are a main part of many of the more rural areas in our country. And certainly because it's a farm sort of family and food discussion here, talking about the problems that the smaller farmers, family farmers are having, the truth is a lot of local radio stations like to have these special stories. I hear from them all the time, and we know the problem of our food supply, the quality of our food supply, and I'm trying to forestall what some people have described as the end of real farming. That's what this program is about, the American Family Farmer Show, in podcast form as well. I'm Doug Steffen. By the way, the podcast that's up currently at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com talks about the news of the president's budget, asking all departments to cut back, in the case of the Agriculture Department, back 15%. And how that trickles down to the American family farmer and our food supply. We also, on this version, this podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, have a conversation with Francis Chester, who, with his family, owns and operates the Sestari Sheep and Wool Company in Virginia. They have a farm. They also are using the sheep they have there to create their own yarn, and they're making products out of that in a mill that they've built, wool also being sourced from reputable ranchers around the country and processed at his mill. So this is a very interesting guy. I talk a little about the bad guys and the overproduction of dairy and agri-products that are affecting the prices we're being paid. So there's lots of things to think about and hear about every week, a different podcast. It's a summation of the conversations we have on this program on the air. It's called the American Family Farmer Show. That's where you will find the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. First part of the program, I like to deal with some of the news of the week from agriculture, and then we're going to be talking to Hannah Breckbill, who is a very interesting farmer. I'm interested in, I'll tell you the story of her in a minute. First, there is continuing focus on organic food and the organic food industry. Is the fact that organic food and the industry around it booming, is that bad for consumer interests? It's a very lucrative industry. I know that organic milk, for example, sells for about 30 bucks a hundredweight, versus it's almost half that. Or if you want to look at it on the positive side, twice as much as you get for regular milk. There are a lot of organic sales. Matter of fact, I think there are records being set in our country. The Organic Trade Association says that even though there are big gains, only 5% of our food supply is organic. So isn't that interesting? And what's being the problem with it is the same thing that I talk about with regard to all of our farming. Because it was done in a small way and became successful because of the quality of the work being done on our American family farms, every Tom, Dick, and Harry that owns, I'm thinking about my nemesis always when I want to talk to you about something bad going on in agriculture, because I'm a dairy guy, I always point my finger at the Sweezer family that owns Dean Foods, which is Dairy Farmers of America, that controls about 3/4 of the fluid milk supply in our country. And so now that organic milk has been very good for a lot of local farmers, Of course, these guys have to get into it. Their standards are not as high. And so the question, we're begging the question with milk and other organic food, because it has done so well for the smaller farmers, all these big corporations have to get into the business. And is that going to be good for consumers? And the answer is no. Interesting, the Organic Trade Association has sued the government over the government's decision to withdraw the Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices Rule. And so with that, you will have less the organic reference, if you will, or definition in the poultry business is weakened a great deal. And then there's hydroponic fruits and vegetables that are supposedly organic. They really aren't. The stuff that you get from Driscoll, for example, the Driscoll fruit combines, they grow most of their fruit hydroponically. It's not much fruit in the ground. Some of it is, but most of it's grown in these huge greenhouses on the West Coast, and they everything's in the water because it's more easily certified organic if the stuff is grown in the water and you control everything about what goes into it. That doesn't mean that it is the best, the healthiest for you. The California Certified Organic Farmers Group, which is based in Santa Cruz, is a certified, documented company, not a company, but a certified organization that has gone to the big farms and seen the giant food farms are not complying with the organic crop rules. But they say they are, and the government says, oh, yeah, okay, because of all the donations that come to campaigns from these big corporations. And so here we are back again to the flat earth, the definition of farming, the flat earth society that says the earth is flat, and the people in the organic business that come from ADVM and Cargill and Monsanto's pals, they all tell you that, oh, this is fabulous stuff. No, it's not. It's crap. It's just like everything else. So I guess the news here is that more and more studies are being done of the quality of organic food that's coming from some of these huge conglomerates, and it's crap. It isn't what you're raising on your farm, and yet because the label organic is used across the board, everybody says, oh, yeah, organic, that's great. Well, it isn't. The organic food you get from your local family farmer is, but the stuff you get from the huge agribusinesses isn't. And that's the bottom line. And that's what you should know. That's what the consumer needs to know. I think that's what all of us need to know. We need to be focused on what the truth is when it comes to labeling. Truth in labeling. And organic, when it comes from a big operation, is not the same as organic that comes from your small or medium-sized family farm. All right, so it's 15 past the hour. In a moment, we'll meet Hannah Breckbill here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, I'd like you to think about your teeth. I've had a couple of episodes of my teeth this week. Not how they look, but how they feel. But it still gets me back to focusing on how to take care of your teeth and have a nice, bright, white smile. But in doing it, taking care of the teeth the right way, and that is not using these harsh chemicals that come in some of these treatments or the toothpaste that are supposed to whiten your teeth. Yeah, but they eat away at the enamel, get more cavities that way. It may look better, but wow, it takes a real toll on your teeth. So let's fix that problem. You like to drink coffee, tea, maybe some wine here and there, other things. Blueberries affect the color of your enamel. Let's whighten it up with the all-new, all-patented tooth detergent and whitening agent known as Power Swabs. Power Swabs are the main way, now that people who think it through and know the story, this is what people want to use. Because it doesn't require messy strips, doesn't require trays, it just requires you to snap the tube, swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll start to see the colors, the stains go away, because it extracts them and doesn't weaken your enamel. Power Swabs will remove the stains on your natural teeth, on your caps if you have them, veneers, yep. Try Power Swabs, invented by a dentist, recommended by dental hygienists all across the country. The only way you can buy them is at 800-208-1797. You can't get them online. you get the deal. Well, you want to get the 50% off the retail price deal. Then you call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs starts cleaning your teeth safely and sanely in 5 minutes. Call now and order 800-208-1797.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
The American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you this week to Hannah Breckbill, who runs Humble Hands Harvest. So the alliteration here is fabulous, Hannah. Hannah from Humble Hands Harvest. Was there some thought into the name, using your name and the name of the farm together? Did that happen by coincidence, or did you actually sit down and come up with an alliterative way of naming the farm?
Yeah. Well, it's good to be here. The farm name, actually, it was an accidental alliteration. It ended up being that way, mostly because my mom's maiden name was Stolzfuß, and I wanted, which means proudfoot in German. And I wanted to figure out a way to incorporate that into the farm, and proud didn't seem quite right, and neither did foot. So I just kind of opposited both of those to Humble Hands. And then I just added the harvest at the end because I didn't have a farm at the time. I just had a farm business, so I didn't want to say farm.
All right. So tell me about you. Are you a farm kid?
No, I grew up in the city. I grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska, with kind of academic parents, and I pursued academia through college, but I got really sick of being in my head all the time. And so I got a farm internship out of college.
I know about that. What I do for a living requires me to be in my head a lot. And frankly, as a farmer, that's one of the great reliefs. I spend half of my day doing my radio stuff and half my day being on the farm. And I find great, I favor both of these things. I was very fortunate to find a couple of things that I was good at. I could make a little money at the radio, so I could lose a little money on the farm. And so that's how it's been, unfortunately. We are trying to get people away from that. That's the focus of the American Family Farmer program. So if you weren't a farm kid, how did you get interested in being on the farm?
Yeah, out of college, I got this farm internship, and I just it felt right. I was actually in Texas for a year, managing a CSA, and I just wanted to do it. So here I am now, running my own.
Yeah, but a lot of people want to do stuff, but they don't have that gumption, they don't have the strength, they don't have the ability to do it. So what you've proven is that where there's a will, there's a way, and that's kind of where I want to go with you. Hannah Breckbill is here from Humble Hands Harvest. You want to go on the line of the website, humblehandsharvest.com. We continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. This time of the year, as we get into spring, we all get excited. Those of us who are farm kids or we're growing into the farm life, we enjoy being around the animals as they get out and about and things starting to turn green. We can start plowing and getting ready to plant. And I'm guessing that's maybe where Hannah Breckbill is. She's here from Humble Hands Harvest, and we're talking about her background. I always like to get the background a lot of people when they get on this program, because there's now such a varied cadre, if you will, of folks coming from everywhere. Whereas when I was a kid, you grew up on the farm, you worked on the farm, you stayed on the farm, that was it. A lot of people since then have decided that farm work is too hard, doesn't make enough money. So we go, we do the opposite thing from Hannah. We get out, we go to the city, and we make, I'm saying we in a collective sense, that's not what I do. That's sort of what I did, I guess half and half. Anyway, Humble Hands Harvest is where we are in Elgin, Minnesota. So what's it like having a farm, Hannah, in Elgin, Minnesota?
Well, actually, I should say that is old information. I'm in Decorah, Iowa.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right. How far away are you? Yeah. How far outside of any big city are you where you are?
Well, we're 10 miles from Decorah, but Decorah is about an hour and a half from La Crosse, Wisconsin, or Rochester, Minnesota, and about 3 hours from Madison, Wisconsin, or Des Moines, or Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So we're right in the middle of
it. Easier. How did you find this land? The land is difficult sometimes for starting farmers to find. How did you find the land, and what's the lesson in how you found your land for others who want to do what you are doing?
Yeah, so my story is actually kind of complicated. I was renting land for 4 years before I was able to access my own, and the land that I'm on now was actually going to go up for auction in, I think it was 2014, and the neighborhood was worried about that. They were worried because in this auction experience, there had been confinement animal operations that were that were bidding on land. And so they, the neighbors of this piece of land, which is just 22 acres, got together and bought it outright from the owner who was retiring, as a kind of stopgap measure to make sure it stayed in good hands. And so I've been able to kind of slowly over time buy that land from them, from that kind of LLC landholding group. Mm-hmm. So that's been really great.
Did you have to have help, or did you do it all on your own?
On our farm, there are two of us who own the farm together. I added a business partner last year, and so we're incorporated as a worker-owned cooperative. But both of us are young women, and we we don't have... it normally requires to be able to start a farm, so this kind of land buying kind of slow arrangement has worked mm-hmm. really well.
There are land banks, land organizations. We have a couple here in New England. There's one in New Hampshire that's very good, helping young farmers to get in, and sometimes they lease the land with an option to buy it, that sort of thing. That's only one part of the story, though. I want to talk about what kind of shape the land was in when you got there and what you did to bring it around, because I think that's an important lesson. People need to know what they're getting into when they go down this street. Hannah Breckbill is here. I wanted to put an H in front of you. Your last name as well, from Humble Hands Harvest. HumbleHandsHarvest.com is the website. We continue here on this week's American Family Farm.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Going vertical in the food department. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week. There's new fresh material there, as there is every week on this program. We're having a conversation with young farmer Hannah Breckbill. Humble Hands Harvest is her farm, and it's a small organic vegetable CSA in northeast Iowa. This is a great example of how, if you want to do something, I think this is fabulous because you just have a desire and you figure out how to get it done. Very inspirational. So what sort of a base do you have? You got a CSA. What sort of people, is it neighborhood? People come from far away. What's your base? What's the group like that's buying and supporting your farm?
Yeah. For a number of years, we've been having a CSA in both Rochester, Minnesota, and Decorah, Iowa. This year, we're just cutting back to just Decorah, Iowa, because we've got enough people here who want to eat our food, and so we're not going to drive that extra hour and a half. So our CSA has, depending how you count it, between 40 and 80 members. We also raise some pastured pork and grass-fed sheep. There are a lot more meat farmers around Decorah that are selling great meat, and so we go a little farther afield to get our meat sold, but mostly to the Twin Cities.
So what have you, the land that you got, you described earlier the land that you got. How did you bring it back? What kind of shape was it in? And what did you do to make it fertile and usable and productive?
Yeah. The land had been in conventional corn, just corn on corn for decades. And so we basically got land that had essentially no topsoil on it. The group that had bought it to kind of save it from auction put it into hay, and so that hay planting is still kind of the base of our pasture. And then we just tilled up 2 acres for the vegetables, and have been, you know, doing our best with cover cropping and mulching, and we've seen in just the 2 years that we've been there, we've felt the soil improve, but there's a long way to go too.
Yeah. How have you decided what to sell, what to grow, what will work for you? Is trial and error? Or you know, a lot of people are trying to figure out what it is, and it's, I think, very local depending on what your needs are. But how did it work for you?
Yeah, we just, it is trial and error for sure, and kind of, you know, seeing what looks interesting in the seed catalogs. And because we're such a diverse farm, we try to grow kind of every vegetable that we can to be able to offer to our CSA. So we have that diversity, so we can fail at a few things. We haven't grown good beets yet, but we will this year maybe.
Beets. That's important. I love beets. Beets. Good for the soil, too, actually. Sometimes some plants put more things into it than they take out of it. Have you had anybody come to you and say, all right, I want to put up a greenhouse so you can grow hydroponic or aeroponic or what? Or do you want to just stay basically a land-based operation?
Definitely we are land-based. We're in a rural area, and so we have an abundance of land. We don't have an abundance of capital. And so I feel like hydroponics probably has a place, but it's probably in the city.
Not with you.
not with me.
No, that's all right. I'm looking at your Facebook page, and you have something in there about the Green New Deal, which has been something that farmers, I'm not sure, really understand in the main, and whether it would be good or bad. There are a lot of people who are not enamored with the person that seems to be the main spokesperson for the idea. But putting that aside, and that's one of the good things about being able to ascertaining information versus where it comes from. I don't get in the way of information despite who might be presenting it, because that's not the issue. The issue is, what do we do with this idea? And I think you have some interesting and thoughtful points when it comes to the Green New Deal. What do you think? How is it a win for farmers?
Right. So the Green New Deal right now is just kind of an idea, right? It's an idea for a kind of suite of legislation that would green our economy and also create thousands, hopefully millions of good jobs in the process of doing that. And what I think in terms of the Green New Deal, I think we need legislation that deals with climate, and we need really bold action there. I'm really scared, actually, of on my farm, kind of on a weekly basis, there's something scary about climate change that shows up. But
Hold on a second. Give me an example of the sorts of things you're talking about. And maybe with all the, are you affected by all of the rain and the floods and stuff where you are?
Not too bad. Yeah, I've been watching Nebraska, and it's been really, really sad to see. But what the big thing that I'm concerned with is the amount of wind and the way that wind has picked up in our area, and just severe storms happening. Last season was incredibly wet and full of really, really severe storms. So that was scary. But my dwelling almost blew over a couple times. But in terms of the Green New Deal, I think that farmers have a really important opportunity to put our voices into that kind of suite of legislation, because we know that that farmers are responsible for the land. They're the stewards of the land, and the land is a huge part of of the way we're going to solve climate change if we get the chance to do that. And so, being able to put farmers' voices in there and say, yes, we're willing to try new things. We're willing to be bold about the way we go about kind of build soil and building these problems. I think policy can help us do that.
Yeah, the practical side of this, from at least from my perspective, is that we've got this the weather is as bad as it is. This storm that we're talking about has affected a lot of Midwestern farm fields. Maybe not where you are, but a lot of grain elevators. They call it this bomb cyclone. The winds and the tornadoes and all that stuff has really disrupted the soil, the topsoil, which is just beginning to thaw out, and thus putting a lot of it into rivers. I was talking earlier in my daily program, the DJV show, about Monsanto and the things that are in the soil that may be more benign there, even though I don't like them, but they may, if you don't keep using it, and kind of it'll go away after a while. But in the case of the stuff that's loaded with glyphosate or whatever that stuff is, when the weather gets a hold of the soil and drains it into the rivers, that's a real pollution problem. And so I just think that we need to be a little bit more, the old way of doing things may not necessarily be the right way to do things going forward, especially if you were dependent, as a lot of farms. I grew up on a farm that was dependent on a lot of these things that killed bugs and kill weeds, and then we didn't like it, so we invented things like there's a little thing goes in the back of the tractor that burns the weeds as you go up and down the row, cultivating and then burning the weeds off instead of spraying the stuff on. Anyway, we could spend the whole hour talking about that, and I don't want to because I want to get one more piece of the pie here. Your Instagram address is @QueerDirt, and you are involved in what's called the Queer Farmer Network. I would also like to talk about that with you in a few moments. On this week's American Family Farmer, 44 after the hour, the benefits of using Calitren, Calotren. All of us, no matter what our background, no matter where we live, no matter what we do for a living, pretty much everybody is slammed by eating a lot, sometimes not particularly good stuff, eating poorly and eating too much of it, from Thanksgiving through Christmas through New Year's into the beginning of the year, and you're wanting to get rid of that weight. You've tried a lot of different things, weight loss programs and diets and exercise. All that stuff is good, but there's one ingredient that's missing, and that's collagen. Collagen is what you need, the protein in your body that you need in order to build healthy, lean muscle. So you can exercise a lot, but if you don't have enough protein in your body, it's not going to go where it needs to go. It's not going to push out the fat and allow the muscle to come in. The fat, when you push it out, that's, you burn it up in making muscle, and therefore the weight goes away. That's what happens when you use collagen. Get it back into your system, because your system stops making it in your 30s. The way to supplement is by using Calitren, this family business that has done a lot of scientific research on how to promote healthy weight loss, uses all natural ingredients. Mostly, main ingredient is collagen. So let's get going. Collagen peptides proven effective for maintaining weight loss. There are absolutely no adverse effects from it, and the benefits are myriad, whether it's joint support, whether it's getting rid of acid reflux, arthritis, it's all good. And you find this product, get on it, stay on it for 10, 12 months, so it helps you lose the weight, then you maintain it, get your body in shape, and so the body can act on its own. Try this web address, toploss.com, toploss.com. That's where you go for Calitren. Order it there. Use the code DJV, and you'll get 10% off all the purchase, plus another bottle when you buy three. The first three you pay for, 10% off, then fourth one is free. Using the code DJV to lose the weight, go to toploss.com.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hems.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/play. That's 4hims.com/play for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/play.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Time for the American Family Farmer. This is a story that has a lot of legs as far as I'm concerned. Many of us who have been dairy people all of our lives, that is, we live on dairy farms, we raise cows, we milk cows, that sort of thing, have watched things fall apart. The giant, the Goliath, if you will, of dairy is Dean Foods. They also call themselves Dairy Farmers of America. These, if you have 100 or fewer cows, the cost for machinery, restrictive, so a lot of cooperation there. But because the cost has gone up and the prices have gone down from $21 a hundredweight down in some areas to 14, I think they averaged out to about 16.50 a hundredweight, but still nowhere near enough to make milking cows a profitable business. So where do we get our milk? I mean, I'm looking at the cost of grain. You look at fertilizer, what it costs to buy things, even if you grow your own feed. It's just the equipment that it takes is crazy. So anyway, by the way, the average amount of forage a cow needs for a year is what's produced on about an acre of land. You know, we always say, as part of at least what I grew up on, was making sure there was pasture, an acre of pasture per cow. So if we had 40 cows out in the pasture, we needed at least 40 acres, that sort of thing. And that's, of course, gone by the wayside because Goliath, the milk producer, has encouraged people to build these huge lots where they feed lots, where they feed 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 cows a day and milk them three times a day. I'm just hoping and praying that this will turn around someday soon. I don't know whether I'm realistic or not, but those are my thoughts, my wishes. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. All right, so this identity, I guess men are speaking with some, when you mention queer, it brings up all kinds of things, but I find this actually quite fascinating. There's a queer farmer network. I didn't know about that. Tell us about your Instagram post is at Queer Dirt. So what happens with the Queer Farmer Network?
Yeah, well, so I am a queer woman, a lesbian, and I live in this rural community, and it's a very welcoming place, but there aren't very many people like me here. And so the Queer Farmer Network was, there are many different groups of kind of LGBT plus farmers who get together, but here in the Midwest, I decided to make something. And so, last year was our first time doing the Queer Farmer Convergence at my farm, and about 35 people came from mostly around the Midwest to kind of enjoy each other's kind of experience and presence, and we had some great conversations, and so we're going to be doing it again this summer.
So what did you get, though? What the commonality of your sexuality, I suppose, is one thing, but what sort of common problems do you face in terms of farming?
Yeah, I would say that the primary issue that we face as queer people is the actually the kind of conceptualization of family farm and the way it looks in our imagination, which is really straight and really white. Our experience of trying to find land and trying to be real farmers is kind of hindered by the idea of what a real farmer can be. And so we, that's one of our issues. And so a lot of our talk is about what is a different way of kind of organizing our farm businesses and being farmers and accessing land that doesn't rely on this kind of heteronormative model.
It's interesting to see, we don't have time now, but how it affects you when it comes to federal farm programs and that sort of thing. Pretty interesting. I'm very happy to have met you, Hannah. Thank you for being here. HumbleHandsHarvest.com is Hannah Breckville's website. This is the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Hi, this is my turn to tell you what I'm thinking about some of the issues that are being faced by the American family farmer. I'm going to actually paraphrase an editorial that I found written by a New York State farmer, a dairy farmer, who has a lot in common with me or me with him and with many of you who are just trying to find a strategy to survive. So I'm going to give you his point of view as my point of view right after this.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's deal with this bit of, this is information and opinion from a fellow named Troy Bishop, who lives in Deansboro, New York. He writes, as a 55-year-old dairy and livestock farmer representing six generations on our farm, I've never felt so under siege for raising animals in my life. We seem to be getting blamed for all the ills of the world from all angles of society. And if my grandchildren didn't have enough to consider, our secretary, Sonny Perdue, doesn't take any leadership position in questioning the rationale or validity of endorsing cell-cultured alternate meat products, as an example. Thanks for having our back, Sonny. I think I said early on that I thought Mr. Perdue was okay. I don't think he's great. I don't think he's the best. But because Trump doesn't know anything about farming, and it's pretty obvious day in and day out that he doesn't have an affinity for the American family farmer, Sonny Perdue is sort of a benign pick to run the ag department. Perdue says he is he's unapologetically an advocate for the American farmer and agriculture. But there's a big controversy, for those of you who don't know, about there is a company that's trying to grow meat in the laboratory. And these farmers say that we should be growing meat on the farm. That's what the farm is all about. But the technology with the stem cell protein growth stuff is maybe going to affect the American family farm. And the advocates say, well, we're not using up methane. I mean, we don't have the methane exposure. We don't have to use up so much water. It's much more effective and efficient. Well, that may or may not be. I'm not an expert when it comes to that. I don't eat meat anyway. But I am on the dairy side of things. One of the things, the points that he makes in the letter, is that we're being inundated, and this is not the first time we've talked about this, with all kinds of products that are called milk that aren't. Milk comes from a mammary gland. Your mother, your cow, your goat, the pig who's suckling her piglets, that's milk. Almonds don't make milk. Coconuts don't make milk. And that, you know, the identities, silk, what do they call it? The silk milk, all that stuff. It's not milk. And that's one of the things this guy's telling you. And Perdue and Trump, they don't say anything about this because they don't know any better. Or Perdue probably knows better, but he doesn't care because he knows Trump doesn't know anything. So here we are with this Animal Agriculture Alliance trying to get the perspective of the people in charge to see the difference between growing meat on the farm and growing it in a test tube. And what it's all about. I just say, I agree with this guy. There's so many different things that are coming into attack. Well, how do you expect the American family farmer to survive? Is the question I'd ask of Perdue or Trump if I were to be confronted with them. My thoughts, Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.